When the servers go down, we'll tell you what's up. You're listening to Realm Maintenance.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, podcasters and podcastees, welcome to Realm Maintenance. I'm Ro, and thanks as always for listening. And welcome to what is not really an official episode of Realm Maintenance. It's, well, call it episode 137.5, if you will. I did say next episode's going to be up next week, and it is, but a lot of stuff happened the past week as far as podcast news and regular Blizzard news, so I figured I'd give that to you guys and maybe add on a little something at the end. So, yeah, this will tide you over. By now, if you are playing WoW, then you already know that patch 6.1.2 is up. Whole bunch of other stuff has been going on with patches and all that craziness. But first, let's get to what has been happening with podcasts. As you can tell, this is relatively unscripted, so I'm just kind of doing things casual this week, going by what I know. One thing I can tell you is I get a few shows that send me emails every week letting me know what's happening on their shows, and I'll get to those first. Episode 46 of The Meeting Stone discussed the newly released short story, The Code of Rule, and it points out the bigger picture with BRF's 5-point eye level increase. You can come join the rest of the conversation there at themeetingstone.com or on iTunes and Stitcher. Katie and Eric are back after some globetrotting on Katie's part for episode 104 of 30 Minute Cooldown. There's some chit-chat about tokens, the current state of the auction house, some BlackRock Foundry shenanigans, and an MMO that wants to be everything WoW isn't and more. You can find that at 30minutecooldown.com and the usual places. On Group Quest, Haster was unable to speak, so DG and Golvin took the reins to talk about BlackRock Foundry, Heroes of the Storm, item upgrades, arts, and more. In the show titled, and yes, I have to say this, quite a quandary's quiche to queue our quick quest quota. Yeah, thank you, DG. And that can be found at thegroupquest.com. I wanted to give a quick congratulations to the Town Hall Heroes podcast. They got voted on being the best Heroes of the Storm community show in the Blizzard Stream Awards. Of course, there are plenty of other awards that were given out. You can go to any website for any of the Blizzard games to find out the results to that. But special shout out to Town Hall Heroes. You can catch episodes 54 and 55, which are now available. I'm sure they'll have plenty to talk about now with the latest Heroes of the Storm patch. On Girls Gone WoW, there's been a little bit of a change there, and while there was not a full episode posted this past week, there was a small audio update, just letting people know about, well, kind of an end of an era, as it were, but the show is going on, you have nothing to worry there. You can check out that audio on the feed or on girlsgonewow.net. Perhaps one of the largest bits of podcast or videocast news would have to be that Olivia Grace, who is well known for her work on Legendary and for all the stuff that she's done on WoW Insider and most recently WoWhead and currently co-host of the WoWhead Weekly, had gotten hired by Blizzard. She's going to be doing stuff for them in the PvP area, I believe. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean the end of WoWhead Weekly, and Olivia should be on at least one more episode, which should be recording this Friday, if I'm not mistaken. Moving on to other stuff, of course, what would an episode or a recording of Realm Maintenance be during this month without me talking about the WoW Podcaster Tournament of Epicness, right? So Sheep Moon is recording tonight, provided D is feeling well enough. I know he wasn't feeling too hot yesterday. WoW Uncensored wasn't recorded this week. Anyhow, it will get narrowed down to the Elite Eight. Am I even allowed to say that? Trademarks and stuff? I don't know. You can go to rivalcastmedia.com. The show should be recording at 7 p.m. Eastern Time if all goes well. One way or another, it's going to get narrowed down to 8. If you have not voted yet, you can also find the link at rivalcastmedia.com to vote. From the 16 podcasters that are left out of the final 64, yes, I am in there. No, I don't care if I win or not, really. It's a silly popularity contest thing, and hey, if I go far, I go far. I was happy with what I did last year, and quite honestly, if Ben from Azeroth Roundtable gets to kick my butt and move on, more power to him, man. I will ride that wagon, and I will cheer Ben on to victory. Been a lot of surprises in that thing, and it's been pretty interesting. Again, that's rivalcastmedia.com. The Starting Zone is also going through kind of one of those end of an era things going on. Co-host Jesse Kobayashi has departed from the Starting Zone. The most recent episode was a Why I Wow interview with Mick and Jesse. And Mick was talking about, you know, Jesse's life and times in WoW and the journey they've taken through the Starting Zone. Now, as far as a new co-host goes, I'm sure that will be announced in the near future. I do not have any concrete information on that yet, just yet, so I'd keep an eye on the Starting Zone on Twitter, at the Starting Zone, or just check out thestartingzone.com. The Castbar podcast is giving away a Heroes beta key. I actually noticed that there have been a few podcasts that are starting to give away Heroes beta keys, even if they're World of Warcraft podcasts or whatnot. So if you have not had an opportunity to play Heroes of the Storm just yet, the chance is out there for you to grab, and I think more and more of these keys are going to become available over the increasing next few weeks. I myself am hoping to get a hold of some. No promises made, but we'll see. Again, check out the cast bar for that opportunity for a Heroes of the Storm beta key, as well as plenty of other usual shenanigans from those guys there. I've been listening to their podcast. It's been pretty decent. They're about 20 episodes in now. Azeroth Roundtable last week recorded their 2-year anniversary with Coltrane from Convert to Raid as a guest host. You might know that Coltrane was their first guest for the very first episode of Azeroth Roundtable. And it felt very fitting to have him back on the show. Again, you can go to azerothroundtable.com or iTunes or Stitcher and check that out. I was there for the live recording. It was a heck of a fun show. And honestly, guys, you should check out the pre-show and the post-show up on YouTube. It's pretty hilarious. Maybe not suitable for work, but pretty hilarious. Darkmoon Herald is back with a new episode. They had YouTuber HeroMared, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, I've not listened to this episode just yet. However, HeroMared was on to help Kevin and Reb rank all things Warcraft. Again, you can find that at darkmoonherald.com. There are anniversaries going all over the place. We got a couple more to talk about. The Frozen Nerds podcast celebrated its 1-year anniversary pretty recently, and they still have a contest going on where you can win up to a year of WoW game time. It's connected with their Twitter feed, if I'm not mistaken. They have a tweet up there that if it gets 300 retweets, I think, then they will give away a year of game time. I think right now it's up to a 4-month game time giveaway. You can check out the post for more information and such at frozennerds.com. That is spelled FROZENERDZ. So one N, two Zs. One of the more recent podcasts to join the directory is the Guildmasters podcast. And I thought that Guildmasters is doing something different as far as WoW podcasts go for the most part. And I think they are definitely worth checking out. Their latest podcast is talking about the trial process and, as a guild, what should people be doing when it comes to looking at new players coming in. The co-host discussed the different factors that should be assessed for all potential applicants, along with the processes once a player's trial period is over. Anyhow, you can check that out at guildmasters.org. It's a pretty good show they got going on there. There's a lot of podcast news for an impromptu episode, right? Moving on. We have another anniversary. Storm Chasers of Azeroth recorded episode 52, which also means it is its 1-year anniversary. So congrats to them on that episode. Again, you can find them at stormchasersofazeroth.com. The Battle Talk podcast has created a new spin-off show. Now, this is a video cast, and it's called Overwatch Observers. Now, you can find this video cast at youtube.com/deadzista. Yes, Zista! That's spelled Dead, X-I-Z-T-A, youtube.com/deadzista. That'll give you the new Overwatch podcast that they're working on. I'll be interested to see how much they have to talk about and how long they can keep that going. We still don't know a whole lot about Overwatch, so it's been kind of a challenge for these newer Overwatch shows to... I know these guys want to come out and talk about Overwatch right away, but then there's a matter of, well, if you don't get enough to talk about, it can be tricky. But again, check them out and see what they're all about. Gnome's Eye View was gone for a few weeks, but they are back. You can go to gnomeseyeview.com. A new episode has been posted there. I can also say the same for the Team Wafflecast. If you are a druid lover, check out teamwafflecast.com. Also check out their feed on iTunes or Stitcher. The most recent episode was recorded this weekend. It is not up on the feed yet, but should be this week. And let's see, what else is there? I believe that's it. Oh, wait. There is one more thing. Earlier today, I recorded a new episode extended maintenance with Alt. Yes, shameless plug time, even here. Go to extendedcast.net. That episode will be up on the feed tomorrow, that being Wednesday. And it was another one of those listener feedback episodes where we responded to email from listeners, but we're approaching it in kind of a different way. So check it out. We're taking some risks here. So give it a listen. Let us know what you think about it. And that's about it for podcast news. Moving on to just kind of a quick wrap-up of Blizzard news. Now, most of you guys who listen to my show and check out, you know, all these Blizzard games, you kind of know all this stuff already. I'm not going to try to fit this into 80 seconds exactly, but I am going to try to quickly wrap it up. In Diablo 3, Season 2 is ending on April 5th and starting on April 10th. They had a new Tavern Talk, which was recorded on Monday, and the VOD for that should be available on the Diablo YouTube channel. And that should be up later today, if I'm not mistaken. Also, there is a buff for 100% extra experience and gold find that is currently in effect and will end on March 30th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time. Meanwhile, in Heroes of the Storm, Sylvanas and the Lair of the Spider Queen are both now live, and they are a thing in the Heroes of the Storm closed beta. That patch was just put up today. In Hearthstone, the presale is still underway. You can still get that exclusive card back if you pre-order the Blackrock Mountain adventure. So far, 14 cards have been revealed from the 31 that are going to be in this adventure, and I'm sure there are more to come over the next several days. In World of Warcraft, the final wing of Raid Finder Blackrock Foundry is now available, which is just Blackhand, but that's pretty important for you guys who are doing the Legendary Quest and only do Raid Finder. That'll get you the Legendary Quest completed for Blackhand if you need that item. There is a new story up, which I kind of mentioned at the top of podcast news, called Code of Rules, so check out the lore section on the official WoW site for that. Of course, 6.1.2 is live, and it was announced on Monday that the WoW token will be priced at $20. That's at least on the North American realms. There is a blog post containing more information and more details that you should check out on the official World of Warcraft site. Contrary to popular belief, the sky is not falling. Everything will be okay, guys. Trust me. And in StarCraft, finally, a very big announcement from StarCraft, which is pretty rare. But they do have an expansion coming out called Legacy of the Void. The multiplayer beta, it was announced to begin on March 31st, so that is a week from today. So if you are into StarCraft 2, get excited for that. Make sure that you are opted in for the beta. Also, keep in mind that this is a beta for the multiplayer portion of the game, so you're not going to be able to test out the campaign. They want to keep some stuff under wraps and keep it a surprise, so you have a reason to buy Legacy of the Void, of course. And that is Blizzard news, and that pretty much wraps up this update. I don't have a whole lot of extra stuff going on as far as interviews or stuff like that goes. I will play a segment of the Overly Dramatic News from Hunts the Wind before we get out of here. As always, folks, you can go to realm-maintenance.com for the podcast directory, for previous episodes, and for all the fun stuff that I do there. You can also follow me on Twitter at Rowow, spelled R-H-O-W-O-W. You can follow the show on Twitter at Realm Podcast. And if you feel like supporting the show, of course, you can check out patreon.com/realmpodcast. Anything that the show receives there goes all toward production costs, giveaways, all that stuff. Speaking of giveaways, there will be a significant giveaway next week. I know what part of the giveaway is going to be, and I'm working on making it even bigger. And whether you play WoW, Diablo, StarCraft, this should be a giveaway that will catch your interest. So check that out next week. Speaking of next week, I will be interviewing the hosts from the Nexus podcast. I figured with a recent Heroes of the Storm patch now live that it would be a good time to do another Heroes of the Storm podcast. Don't worry, I have not forgotten about WoW podcasts. There are more WoW podcast interviews coming down the line. Be patient with me. Covering all Blizzard games means I have to expand some. So that is about it. Until next time on episode 138 on March 31st, I've been Ro, you've been you, and Realm Maintenance has been completed.
Suffering City seeks sightseeing surge. It's the Overly Dramatic News. I'm Hunts the Wind. Adventurers in Azeroth have often been compared to a plague of locusts. They eagerly devour the content of a region, but as soon as the next expansion is released, they move on, leaving in their wake a deserted ghost town populated by depressed quest givers and the occasional alt that's leveling up. One such lonely place is the city of Shattrath, central hub of the Outlands. In its day, the crush of Horde and Alliance visitors there would bring all but the mightiest of graphics cards to its knees. But now the only sounds heard there are the soft tinkle of the Naru Adal's voice and the wind whistling through the spires. With the summer vacation season fast approaching, the Shattrath City Council has decided to go all out in an attempt to lure tourists back to the fair city. Popular musical and comedy acts have been booked into the World's End Tavern, safari trips to Nagrand, ecotourism excursions to Netherstorm's Echodomes, and archaeological digs to Auchendown are all set up and ready to go. And most importantly, the council has convinced the competing factions in town to put aside their differences in order to present an attractive environment for city visitors. The campaign kicks off tomorrow with the following slogan: Come to Shattrath, where all doors are open, and repeat visitors can earn great rewards through our frequent Scryer program. Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
This podcast is a part of the Signals Media All-Star Network. For more information on this and other fine shows, go to SignalsMedia.com. It's okay to stick our stuff in your ears. Really?